Big welcome to Jeff Coulter, our associate pastor.
Thank you, Jesus. Welcome. It's good to have y'all here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Isn't God good?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to go and look at a story just briefly today in Mark chapter 4. And I want to call, if I could title my little mini sermonette here, I want to call this, God is awful. And you'll know why in a little bit. Okay, Mark chapter 4, starting with, I think it's verse 35, Mark 4, 35. And I shared a little bit out of the story some time ago. Jesus has been preaching. He gets in a boat because the crowds are so thick that they're pressing against him. He gets in a boat and actually preaches from the water, standing inside the boat. And it picks up at verse 35, the story, and I'm just going to read through it first. And it says, "And the same day, when evening was come, he said to them, let us pass to the other side." Verse 36, "And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship," or already in the ship, "and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said, Master, care you not that we perish?" Verse 39, "And he arose, rebuked the wind, said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" I love this story for a whole bunch of reasons. I want to look at one part of it today. At least four of the disciples were fishermen before they came to Jesus. They were fishermen for a living. They were on that particular lake ocean all the time. They knew the ocean. The Bible says when evening was come, Jesus said, let's get into the boat and go to the other side. Okay, so I want you to picture, it's nighttime. Jesus falls asleep. That makes sense. Okay, they're going across the ocean. A storm comes up so severe that four of them that did it for a living, professionally fished, believed that they were going to die. One of the verses actually says, "And the boat was full of water." Verse 37 says, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full." So this was not just a perception on their part that they were in danger. This was real danger. And they, in fact, came to Jesus and didn't even ask him to fix the problem. They thought it was beyond fixing, which is a great little story in itself. But they said, "Lord, don't you care that we're dying? It's already past your help, and we're dying, and it seems like you don't even care." Jesus gets up, rebukes the wind and the waves, and then says to them, "Why were you afraid?" Okay, so my first question is, when's an appropriate time to be afraid? If it's the middle of the night, okay, we picture that we can see the boat in our mind, so we somehow think that there's light on the boat, but there's no light. If there's a storm, there's no stars, there's no moon, it's dark, it's pitch black, and you keep getting hit with waves that are coming over the side. You can feel the water now up to your knees. It's now at your lap level. You're trying to scoop out as fast as you can. It's middle of the night. And Jesus said, "Why were you afraid?" Okay, so when's an appropriate time to be afraid? If that's not an appropriate time to be afraid. Jesus basically said, "If you knew what I knew, you wouldn't have been afraid." So my first thought when I read this is, Lord, I want to know what you know. Because if that's not an appropriate time to be afraid, Lord, then we never have one. We can go through life absolutely at peace. Doesn't matter what life-threatening situation. Now, most of us, or most people that have had a life-threatening illness, it's life-threatening within the next days, weeks, months, years maybe. This was life-threatening in the next few seconds. This was as severe as it gets. And Jesus said, "Why were you afraid?" Okay, I like that. I'm not going to talk too much more about that. Here's the phrase that I want to look at. And it says, and they feared exceedingly, verse 41. They were afraid of the storm, but after Jesus calmed the storm, it says they feared exceedingly. They were more afraid of Jesus than they were of the storm. That's what it says. It says they were afraid of the storm, but even more afraid after Jesus calmed it. It's interesting. And they said, what manner of man is this? Who is this? Is this guy human? What is this? Our God is an awful God. We like situations that we can control. We like our theology neat and tidy. And the Lord does stuff sometimes to mess with us. We have a word in the English language that we call awesome. And it means I have some awe about what just took place. Wow, that was awesome. I'm somewhat amazed by what just happened. That was really cool. Okay, that was awesome. We have another word, and it's called awful. And it means being full of awe. Wow, Lord. I don't know if I like that. This is overwhelming. Lord, what do I do with this? I can't put that in a box. Lord, this kind of scares me. Lord, this is awful. Our God is an awful God. We would like to tame him. We would like our theology to be neat. Dave shared a couple weeks ago when John, one of the ones in the boat that saw that, one of the ones that was dear and near to Jesus, that watched him be transfigured, when he sees him like he really is in heaven, he falls on his face like a dead man. Well, some of us would say, I can't be God then, because, you know, I mean, God would never do anything like that. God would never make us fall on our face like a dead man. If you read the book of Daniel, three different times as he's having this vision, it says he falls down, has no strength left, has to say to the angel, listen, I can't even stand up anymore. This is just overwhelming. This is awful experience. I'm full of awe. I don't even know if I like it. But it was God. And they met God in a new way as a result of their trial. So just something to think about. Sometimes God has to bring us to the brink of death before we really say, okay, Lord, I'm willing to look at you and see you as who you are. I'm willing to embrace the awful God that's scary, that says that you create evil and darkness and you create light and you're in control of everything. That's what the Bible says. Isaiah 45, interesting verse. Deuteronomy 32, another one where God says, I'm in charge of everything. I'm running the show. It's like, wow. Lord, that's scary. I don't know if I like that. That's beyond my box. And the Lord's saying, if you're ready to look at me beyond your box, you'll see the awful God, the God that's beyond awesome, and the one that can step in and speak a word and change the situation. And you have to know that they were different after that. There's no way to approach a trial, a problem, after a situation like that, and not say, we're with the big guy. We're with the guy that speaks words and storms get calmed. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Lord, thank you for what you're doing in us. Lord, we're grateful. So grateful, Lord. Lord, sometimes it messes with us. Sometimes we don't understand your hand. But Lord, as one of the songs says, Lord, we can trust your heart even when we don't see your hand or understand your hand. And Father, I thank you that you're great and amazing and even awful at times. And Lord, I just say yes to the work that you're doing, Lord, in this church and in these people. And Lord, even when we don't understand you, Lord, we want to know you as you really are. We want to see you as you really are. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.